WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Depending on who wins the presidential election, we could see some very different impacts on the environment.
Well, the former president had said the climate change is a hoax. And what we know is that it is very real. You ask anyone who lives in a state who has experienced these extreme weather occurrences.
When I hear these people talking about global warming, that's the global warming you have to worry about. Not that the ocean's going to rise in 400 years, an eighth of an inch, and you'll have more seafront property, right, if that happens. I said, is that good or bad?
So how could decisions by a Trump or a Harris administration affect climate policy, the environment, and energy in the Chicago area? We checked in with Reset sustainability contributor Karen Weigert.
You know, when I think about the campaign this year, one piece of context is that there's a really huge difference between these two candidates. And so when people are thinking of priority issues that might move voters, this probably is not at that top of that list. But in terms of the impact it can have on all of our lives and already is, it's huge. And I think about questions like the very basics that we think about in the environment. What kind of air do you breathe? Is your drinking water safe?
Sounds like such basic questions.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it speaks to what is the ecosystem? How do we get our food? So there's a lot just in our daily lives. A huge percentage of the economy rests on a healthy ecosystem, which hinges on biodiversity. There's also opportunities.
Yes.
Other countries are investing. So why go behind in a space that we can actually create jobs across the country?
So without clear policies from Trump or Harris, I mean, we can look at what Trump and Biden have already done, right? So let's kind of go back here. 2 years ago, Karen, the Biden administration, the Biden-Harris administration, they got the Inflation Reduction Act through Congress. Now, that includes historic investments in climate action and a plan to reduce U.S. emissions by 40% by 2030. What has the IRA accomplished so far, and what else is to come?
As you mentioned, it's a huge piece of legislation, and we're about 2 years in. So we are able to actually look and see, has money moved? And have we seen some of the impacts? And we have seen some growth. We've seen things like over $8 billion going into the hands of regular Americans to increase energy efficiency and reduce energy use in their homes. We've seen the beginnings of what is ultimately, you know, $369 billion plus moving in direct investments and also in tax incentives. So we're starting to see very large energy projects being built across the country. And you've actually seen jobs connected to that.
Yeah. Would a President Trump have the power to overturn or amend the IRA in any way?
He's saying he would rescind the funding for the IRA. And loosely, there are a couple of different buckets of where that funding comes from. And the shorter answer is it's easier to say than to do. And the majority of the funding that comes through the IRA actually comes through tax incentives. So those have actually been translated into federal tax law. So that's very hard to change.
Mm-hmm.
There's another part, which is direct spending. And there is more flexibility there, particularly on funds that have not yet been spent. But one really interesting thing to look at is if you look at where the projects have gone, 9 of the top 10 congressional districts that have received funding enabled through the IRA are Republican districts. Mm-hmm. So there will be some politics if there's a move to actually significantly change this.
What would you expect from a President Harris on the IRA?
I would expect a lot of continuing where it's been. And I say that because she cast the deciding vote when the legislation was actually coming forward. And she has talked about the success of the IRA when she's campaigned. And so as she's been building out the pieces that we have heard, you know, she's looking at another tax credit that would be for emerging industries that would include some clean energy. So I'd anticipate that she would be aligned with what we've seen so far in this extraordinarily large piece of legislation that is big in what we've seen historically, but not big enough when we look ahead.
We saw President Trump attempt to slash the budget for the Environmental Protection Agency by about 30% for fiscal year 2018. So if a cut like that were to be successful in a future Trump presidency, what could the impact be here locally?
Yeah, when we think about the impacts to the IRA under former President Trump's administration, they were profound. And you talked about the budget cuts, the attempt, and then the success in reducing the budget. That's a piece of it. Another piece of it is the fundamental change in the views of data and expertise and what that looks like when in an agency that does a lot of regulation and rule creation. And that led to a significant talent drain in terms of who was involved. So when we think about what that means for those of us here, the EPA creates a significant number of the regulations that impact the air we breathe. They do monitoring. They set standards for emissions from vehicles. All of that would be under threat in a much diminished EPA.
Now, as vice president, Harris cast the deciding vote for the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, it lays out plans for decarbonization, some of which we've already seen are underway. So has the IRA been successful so far on that front? What would you say?
I think when you look at a bill like this, has the money moved? Are there real projects? And is the pipeline for clean energy growing? And the answer to all of those is yes.
Okay.
And there's actually been a recent survey of executives in the energy space that has seen them speak to the growth, the projects that are now enabled that they couldn't do before, but also this sight line. Because significant portions of this are locked into tax law now, organizations can plan. So when you think about the success, it's both what have we seen to date, and there are lists now of concrete projects. Then you can actually look at maps across the country and see where they are.
Would you expect this continued movement with a Harris administration?
I would, in part because of the backdrop of what's locked into tax law, absolutely. But it's also the questions of where does the federal government put its discretionary opportunity and put its efforts? You know, so a backdrop in all of this is the Biden-Harris administration has an effort of Justice 40. So they actually are trying to prioritize investments around communities that have been historically disadvantaged. That is not a priority that I would expect to see in a second Trump administration. So it's not only a focus on the issues of broader environment and climate, it's the issues of equity and inclusion in both creating those policies and who's going to benefit from them.
You know, energy is largely regulated on the state level, Karen. So how would these plans and decisions from the federal government affect us in Illinois?
Yeah, energy is definitely regulated at the state level. So we have a very significant pathway here in Illinois, but there's significant influence from the federal level. So if you think of things like, what are the new investments on technologies that could enable more green energy on the grid? A lot of that comes through early federal investments. And so we're seeing some of that. You think about the questions of investing in the grid. So the current administration just a few weeks ago announced another $1.5 billion that's going into some of the work on the grid. But then you actually have to look at planning ahead. So when we think about all of us in Illinois, we've got to look at where is energy going to be and what's the economy going to be built on and fueled by going forward. So a significant amount of planning is needed there, and that's what the federal government can support. And it's because, in addition to all the things we've been talking about, there's actually a projected surge in demand for electricity. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen growth in electricity demand in a couple of decades. But if you combine what we're seeing right now in some of the things we've been talking about that imply electrification, electrification of transportation,
electric cars,
heating,
electric buses, heat pumps for our homes.
Exactly. That's a huge transition that can reduce fossil fuel use. But at the same time, in the broader economy, we're seeing massive growth in AI. That has significant energy and electricity demands. And we see some additional industry in the U.S. So there's a huge growth expected in the amount of electricity that is needed. And so when we look ahead, that's job creation opportunities. That is thinking about how do we ensure that the new power that has to come on is green, and how can we ensure that pieces of that supply chain actually come right through Chicago?
Yeah. So the EPA said this month that communities across the country need to replace their lead pipes within a decade. Chicago got a special exception because we have so many lead pipes. We will have until around 2047 to replace them. So we've got, you know, about 20 years. It's a massive undertaking, but how would you characterize the role of a president or a presidential administration when it comes to keeping a big project like that on track?
It's a massive and well overdue project. As you mentioned, Chicago has the most lead service lines in the country. And so that's something that's been disproportionately impacting our residents for decades. A president can be incredibly important, and an administration can be incredibly important. One is to get the data. So simply mapping and knowing where are these service lines. Another is to supply funding. Now, this new rule about a goal of 10 years for all water utilities to reduce lead pipes across the country, and there are 9 million of them countrywide, that's a 20-plus to 40-plus billion-dollar endeavor. That money is not sitting around. Mm-hmm. So the question is there a funding opportunity? The current announcement included another $2.6 billion. There's been a recent announcement that had money included, but it does not cover the full cost. So the federal government can absolutely both get the data and it can provide funding, and that's going to be critical. But they've also got to monitor and enforce. That's the role of a well-staffed, well-equipped EPA. Those are some of the things that are under question at this point.
Ooh, so much to consider. We have been speaking with Reset Sustainability contributor Karen Weigert, director of Loyola University Chicago's Baumart Center for Social Enterprise and Responsibility. Thank you so much, Karen.
Always good to talk to you.
This episode was produced and mixed by Ari Mejia and edited by Dan Tucker. Reset brings context to breaking news. Now, if you're interested in hearing more, you can check out our entire catalog of interviews at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.